Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, I'm saying requiescat in parte, Sven Goran Eriksson. So, Mr. Eriksson, he is being called to the great big football pitch in the sky at the age of 76. So he's best known, I suppose, for being manager of England from 2001 to 2006. Now, I'm not English, nor do I care much for footer, but even I know a little bit about him. So he was a professional footballer, but not for very long, only about the age of 29. He played right back. He was born in southern Sweden into a working class family. And he just got involved in professional football from his teens, was semi-professional from the age of 16. The other thing is he seemed to achieve much more as a manager than it is a player, because it's not always the same thing. An outstanding player isn't necessarily even a mediocre manager, and an outstanding manager might have been a mediocre player. I don't think he actually ever played at an international level, but I don't think that the others held that against him. The players, they were far better than he was. He wasn't saying he was that good, but you know, at the man management, the psychology, as well as the football strategy. So he'd started off managing a low-level Swedish football club, Degerfors and Göteborg, which is one of the major ones in Sweden, for about 3 years. He got married to a Swedish woman, had two children, and then moved on to Benfica, which is Portugal's most prominent club, was there for 2 years, to Italy, to Roma. And that's always, I suppose, Benfica was his real breakthrough, but Roma was one of the best in Italy at the time. These are the big local derbies between them and Lazio. Lazio, meaning like, I suppose Latium used to be in English, is the region around Rome, but their stadium's in Rome. But there was an intense rivalry bordering on odium between those two. So that was something he had to negotiate before going on to Fiorentina, as in Florence, back to Benfica, other Italian clubs. And then what really killed some people, went to Lazio, the deadly enemies of Rome. And then he took over England, his first national team, there for 5 years, a time of notable success, coming out of some quite dreadful results in the 90s for England. I mean, the nadir for England would be 1994. Was it conceding a goal to, was it San Marino, about 8 seconds in? Now, England went on to win 8-1, but still, that was humiliating. Failing to qualify for the 1994 World Cup, hosted by the United States for the very first time. That's why the English were often watching us, hurrah, Republic of Ireland, because their team wasn't in it. And then he moved to Manchester City, fairly successful time for them. He managed other countries like Mexico and the Ivory Coast, perhaps surprisingly. But he was managing right up until about 2019, eventually the Philippines. You know, we've gone down and down to managing Leicester City, Guangzhou, RNF, Shenzhen, and so on. So I think it's just because being a football manager was in his blood. He didn't care if the team wasn't that prominent or even the pay packet wasn't enormous. But they were delighted to have him, some fairly minor clubs and some more or less emerging nations. He was unflappable. It was somewhat unemotional, but sometimes even he'd be overcome by it, you know, jumping up and down when things were going really well. There's some really good results for England under him, like winning 5-0, was it 5-0 against Germany, and things like that. So he's also known for his private life. He got divorced in 1994, and then it was a long-term relationship with Nancy Del Olio, this very vampish lawyer. She was usually described in the British media as Italian, but she was also a US citizen, but maybe she's originally from Italy, moved to the United States. I'm not sure. But his relationship with her continued, even though she's abroad most of the time. But despite continuing that relationship with her, he also had a side relationship with Ulrika Johnson. She was Sweden's most famous immigrant to the United Kingdom, being a weather girl from the late 1980s, was on Never Mind the Buzzcocks, things like that, host of Gladiators, not so prominent now. She's a 4x4, as her friends called her, had four children by four different mothers. I remember on the playing fields at school, in between Agar's Plough and Dutchman's Farm, she was supposedly in a car because her nephew was playing or something like that. And people were saying, oh, she's breastfeeding in the car at the time. I have no idea if that was true. But, you know, a ripple of excitement around through Boyhood when we all heard that one. So she was thought to be the real hot stuff of the 90s. But and then it was splashed under the front page of The Sun that he was also having an illicit liaison with the secretary, Faria Alam, a British woman of Bangladeshi extraction who dressed in a decidedly un-Islamic way. But Sven Gorik Eriksson refused to confirm or disconfirm all these rumors. But Nancy Dell'Olio stood by him through his through all his infidelities. He never popped a question, so never put a ring and a finger. I think she's never had children. Maybe she didn't want them. Maybe they were medically incapable of having children. And he just wanted to focus on the football. That was all that, that always mattered to him. So he disliked some of this press intrusion, and he thought that commenting this would only invite more. And he felt he'd been mistreated by Mazhar Mahmood, that British journalist, the fake sheikh, who would often impersonate people from South Asia or the Middle East. He was of a South Asian extraction himself. But anyway, he contracted pancreatic cancer, was diagnosed with it this year, and he said he had a year to live maximum, but actually he's died only 7 months later. So that was it. So people are in mourning for him. He was seen as a real gentleman of the sport. Not many people had a bad word to say about him. Yeah, so managed some very difficult times, some very big egos. He had to make them do what he wanted to do. You know, they were often earning like 10 times more than he was. So very successful at navigating various competitions. Maybe shouldn't overstate the success. You know, England didn't win the World Cup. Or get into the final, I think even the quarterfinal under him, but the final eight, which is seen as quite a good result. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my my video about Sven Goran Eriksson. Make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. All right, toodaloo, everyone.